call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous Thursday, October 9th, 2025.
Director Luca Garcia?
Aye.
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Fardell are absent.
Okay. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I have you back now. We can do our motions. Okay.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Director.
Director Luca Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Fardell are absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there any items that need removing and discussing? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar in whole.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Director Luca Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Fardell are absent.
Okay, moving on to presentations, and there are none, so General Manager's report. It's always so awesome to see you. Hello, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Directors.
Good evening.
On this beautiful, beautiful, we don't know if it's hot or cold day.
I know.
Fall day.
First of all, the Contra Costa County Department of Conservation Development and the Ambrose Park District applied for the PG&E Pacific Gas and Electric Resilient Hub Grant, which, again, we did receive. It's completed. This grant funding will fund projects that include gap assessment, energy audit, community engagement activities, and the action plan for Ambrose Community Center in Bay Point to be a resilient hub facility. The County Watershed Program in Hyphy, the infrastructure project, is in the process of finalizing their two community input forums. It was great we had them get together with the Resilient Hub Group and realize that both projects kind of intertwining with each other, the internal part of the building and the parking lot. The infrastructure, green infrastructure project is to redo our parking lot, adding bio retention and water shed consumption. And then the Resilient Hub is to make this a very safe environment in case there's an emergency within our community, that this is a place for everybody to go, including our solar panel and battery backup and different things like that. So on November 4th, we'll be having a forum with the Resilient Hub and the infrastructure group together, so we don't inundate our community with too many meetings.
Right.
So they'll be November 4th. You'll see both plans. We want input from the community. The final input before we make drawings of what you would like to see in this being an emergency facility and what you're looking for in the parking lot to make it a bioretention, water safety, help resources, solar type for cars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring your input because it's really needed. And that'll be November 4th.
At what time, Lauren?
They have not finalized that. Okay. We just had our meeting yesterday, but it will be on the 4th. Probably it's between 5:30 to 7 at night. So
okay.
I will have the details on that, and that'll be on our website.
Perfect.
In this room?
In this room.
Okay.
Also, the Contra Costa County Conservation received a grant to plant 50 trees in the county. We're very excited about that, and after meeting with them, it was very imperative to them that Bay Point to get the largest number of trees in
yes.
this grant.
Great.
They've already earmarked 5 trees for Lindbergh Park.
Great.
And that's great because the 2 sycamore trees that we wanted
mm-hmm.
in place were just for $4,000.
Right.
So
that's
it's
amazing.
Really exciting that I don't know the type of trees. I don't know anything about it. That will all come out in our meeting next week. And it'll all be just, I'll give you all that information and all the specifics at our November meeting. I'm very excited about that. I think that's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Future builders have completed 80% of the upper parking lot trellis. We want to thank future builders for really taking the time to make our Ambrose Park enhanced for our district and our community.
Yeah.
So, and for the record, the future builders are taking their labor through their grant program, and they're replacing the 300-foot trellis in the upper parking lot of Ambrose Park.
Great.
And we are supplying the, providing the supplies and the paint, but they are supplying the labor, which they've been there for 6 or 7 weeks now.
Right.
So, and they've been there every day, Monday through Friday.
Nice.
The teen center is up and going. They had a great event last Thursday night doing the tour to let people see the new exciting teen center that was kind of redone on Measure X grant that we received. We in the patio there, we'll be putting sprinklers in next week and adding grass in there to enhance their programming.
Oh,
and the teens
nice.
Will have more area to be able to do their programming. I will be attending the Community Development Block Grant, which is known as the CDBG, next week. And then I'll be submitting an authorization to apply for a grant at our November meeting.
Do you know what you're asking for yet?
Probably it depends if it applies. They give you a list of what certain infrastructure things that are allowable. And one of them I do know is to replace our TPO roof, which
okay.
we've had major leaks. We don't know we do until we have a good rain, and we just keep patching and patching and patching.
Yes.
So as we develop our resilient hub, I do want to discuss on November 4th that that's something that would be a replaceable thing through that grant, or if we need to get our own grant on that. Beginning November, all reserved monies will be listed in our financial report to provide full accounting of the reserved account.
Yay. Thanks, Jess.
And that's all our
thank you so
Jessica.
Much. I know you worked hard on that.
I do want to thank you, and the staff would like to thank you for the buyback program that was established for the staff. It was it had some great reception, and they're very pleased to be able to utilize that in their life. So thank you very much. As far as, most importantly, we received an update email from Sandra Weck, and Alliant Communities are waiting for the already approved and signed permit in their hand, which would be the next 3 to 5 days. At that point, when they have it, they will start working on designs for the Clearland property, and Sandra is very, very positive that December 18th, we will have a sale.
It'll be closing?
Closing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You mean we can actually put that in our calendars?
Yes. Well, let's wait till November.
Okay. Don't stop breathing yet, sister. Okay.
Anything
our haunted hallway will be October 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. That'll be put on by our teens and our academy. Day of the Dead celebration will be Saturday, November 1st, 6 to 8.
Yeah.
With a parade of live cantrinas and a folklore show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bay Point cleanup is also November 1st, and that'll be 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. That'll be on the Clearland property, which is in the corner of Willow Pass and Clearland Drive.
What did you say, 8:30 to what?
That'll be 8:30 to 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they are accepting tires again
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, I do need one. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. My community loves this.
Any of you need flyers?
For the cleanup.
For the cleanup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was under the impression I was at the Mac the other night. They said they weren't working.
They weren't accepting the tires. That's
no,
they're
not taking
that's what they said.
No,
the Mac, they were
No tires and no mattresses or box springs. No large.
Okay, then I need to talk to Armando because I did ask Armando that question exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Says
and
right
he
said there.
They're back, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I even highlighted it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Because that's originally when he said he was sending the flyers, I said somebody asked if he was going to take tires.
Uh-huh.
And then we just got this flyer 3 days ago, and he said yes, they were. So they're probably waiting to finalize. Thank you for that
you know what?
Information.
I think when I talked to him today, he said that they weren't. They don't have the person that got the tires last time.
Got it.
He was just so packed.
Oh, he was. That's
I
why.
Mean,
I
he was just, I was like, woo.
That's why the most calls we've been getting about this pickup, are they taking tires? That's why I called and asked them. But this was about 2 weeks ago when the fire was coming out, so.
Yeah.
Great.
But he said, I think people said no.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for our general manager?
Well, I think you're doing a fantastic job. You always, it's like I said, she's golden. just shines wherever you go. I mean, you just definitely make a, what am I gonna say? You definitely make people know that this is Ambrose, you know, and the way that the building has even turned around, it just looks great. It looks fantastic.
Yes.
And you know, but I do have to agree with the parking. I really do, because I was one of the ones, I'm gonna get a pop tire, you know, because there were so many holes.
Yes.
And they would fill them up with sand or whatever, but it would go anyway. But that'll be a wonderful thing.
Yes.
But thank you so much for all your hard work. But you are golden. I do it.
And just so you know, in January on that project, they will have a timeline for us.
Oh, great.
So we'll share that.
That's wonderful.
Director Torlakson, do you have any comments or questions?
Well, I do have something. Thank you very much for everything you do, and I'm excited what we can get from the CBD grant, CBDG. Because everything seems to be coming together, especially with the PG&E grants.
Yes, absolutely.
All that. Also, like that we are on the flyer.
Yep.
It always helps to see, Ambrose is connected to that, and I really like that. I would say, I'm not sure I could attend on November 4th, but I would like to request probably more ADA parking. Seems to be only have like 4 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something that, because I see that there's more seniors in the area too,
mm-hmm.
who could use that.
Also, if I can share off of that, in the hall when you walk in is the schematic of things that people have said they like.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see people have been coming in and putting stickers on that. If you go to your phone, to the code on there, you can put that in, and that's the changes that'll happen on the setup. So you can do it right here instead of coming to the meeting.
Mm,
you can find there,
I
scan
love that.
It,
thank,
do that.
You.
So
thank you.
It's right there in the hall. We've been trying to let people that come in know that that's there, and we want them to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Super cool.
I saw that.
Technology.
And it was in the report, but I just looked at the new layout of our website. Really like it. I'm just a little bit confused about the Baypoint Garden Club, because I think that is more of a notice of three directors being in a meeting. I hope it is okay, and if that's fine, it's fine. I just wanted to be sure that it's, you know, people know that where to find it, because sometimes people go, "But I didn't see it anywhere," because you have to dig through like several places before you can find it.
Yeah. It's in the same spot where it was. It's just the format when you go to it is different. But it's not as a board meeting. It's that as
a meeting that is being noticed because there are three board members who are attending. And I just want to be sure that we're following that.
Yeah. As long as the Ambrose
notices.
District's information is not.
We just can't be advertising meetings for other entities.
Yes.
Because then we can turn no one down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That it's just a notice. It's just a notice. So we're not announcing, but we're just noticing.
So then we're cleaning that up, and we'll, as far as all the...
As long as it's okay with legal and all that, it's fine with me.
How it is now, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
on the CDBG, are you saying that next week is they have that pre-conference?
Uh-huh.
So that's why we don't have we don't have a design yet about what we want to do, because
correct.
This is the pre-conference.
And November meeting, I'm going to bring like three things that would fall under the parameters, and then the board can make that decision.
Got it.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you that I was talking to Randy about the new and revised teen center. You know, one of the things I was talking to him about, and I said he needs to connect up with the Baypoint Garden Club, is on the fence they have these really cool planter boxes. They don't attach, they just kind of hang over, because they have a cooking class. And I said, you know, you should talk to the garden club, because you guys, they could come over and do a demo on, you know, on planting herbs and things for there. So, and he really loved that. He hadn't thought about doing that. So anyway, he might get in touch with you guys.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Great. Sounds good.
And what else was I going to ask you? And I have to tell you, I really love the partnership with Future Builders. They've done other things with us before, but I mean, it's saved us a lot of money, but it's really beyond that. It's just the partnership. It's what we're doing for them. Also, the fact that they have this opportunity to build something that means something to a community, I think is really important. And of course, for us, relationships are everything. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And I do have to share, when I go there every morning, they say, thank you for letting us do this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm bless their hearts. I think it's mm-hmm. awesome.
Madam Chair, just a question. Yeah. Where is the Future Builders?
Well, you know where Small World Park is?
Yes.
On Harbor. Okay. Right there in the front, there's the big tank right there. That old fire station.
Oh.
The old fire station.
I'm sorry.
You know, if you go to Small World Park?
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Near the senior center, kind
of. Right, and the Veteran Memorial right there.
So they're not even in the district. They're just coming to help us.
Correct.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
That's so wonderful.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I also wanted to thank this board for adopting the new personnel policy regarding the vacation buyback. Mm-hmm. I just think it's really cool that we can offer this, that Lori can offer this to her employees. Mm-hmm. And we have a secret Santa person that I can personally thank for that, but thank you so much. I'm glad you guys for voting that in. So, okay, moving on. No legal counsel report. Kurt is not making any money off us recently, which is a good thing, right?
I noticed that in the budget.
I know. Okay, moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Well, I didn't write anything down, but I came down to get my...
Do you need him to?
Worth.
Yeah. There's a form back there, Larry.
Yes. Good to see you, Larry.
So do I need to write it down?
Yeah, she's going
to
give it
yeah.
to her.
Just for you. You do. You do. To make it all official. Right.
Right here. Thank you, Larry. I'm so used to just shooting at the hip down at the Mac.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Larry Estes. Thank you for coming out this evening.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
My girlfriend went to Europe, so I got to walk the dog for 2 weeks. So I took the opportunity to really try to find new routes to take the dog, because it was like an addict, something good. Anyway, I went all over, and I ended up coming through here a couple of times, and I just kind of opens up another observation, is the fence that you have on the west side of your property that goes all the way towards the pipeline?
Yeah.
That north-south run, not east-west, that runs parallel to the pipeline, but the north-south run, which is that way. There is a gate or a section of fence that is missing, and I've known
I grew up out here years ago, and I know people tend to get crazy at times. So if you leave holes in fences, they tend to bring in their motorcycles, their four-wheel drives, and when it starts raining, they're going to do mud running and stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you need to have your field foreman or somebody do an audit and go out and look at all of your sites and see which ones are at risk of being penetrated by at least a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Got it.
But even motorcycles, but those are kind of hard to stop because they can kind of get into them. But at least we can limit it to at least a four-wheel drive vehicle. Mm-hmm. I really, because I remember I went to school out here. They come up and they would tear up our grass in front of the school. You know, so it's just something. I like to be proactive, get something if you can do it. And if you're missing a section of fence, then somehow someone has let the ball slip through and it hasn't been addressed. Mm-hmm. So your groundskeepers need to be a little bit more vigilant, shall I say. So you might want to pass that down to the people out in the field. I came here a while back when Eduardo was here, and I never did really get a new subject that I brought up. I'm a part of the Bay Point Historical Society. Mm-hmm. And I thought we made a pretty good presentation, and supposedly the word back from Eduardo at the time is the disposition of the building, which is you're using the one side for like the concession stand stuff for the ball field in the Little League. So we hadn't at that time had a plan to use the other side of it, and we had a grand plan. We even talked to the supervisor. We had gotten a grant for like $25,000 to do an interior work to help do this, but there was a problem here. So what I'd like to know is, have you done anything? Are you going to do anything? And what's the time frame of what you're going to do? That's what I want to know.
So, we can't have a discourse with you about this, but it was determined, and I'm sure Lori can tell you what the determination was. You just didn't come to the next meeting. So you would have heard it in person. But I'm just letting you know that. We didn't let any grass grow, sir.
Okay. Just so you know, I have a conflict of schedule. I'm an officer in our union, and we meet on the second Thursday every month.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to let you know.
So what I'm saying is that this is the only month that we don't, we moved it back a week, so I thought I can come.
Right.
So that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So.
We just want to let you know, we immediately made a determination. We did not make you wait. You just didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd like to actually, is there something, so do I have to come to another meeting to get the actual
Just call Lori.
You can call me.
Call Lori.
Okay. Because I was just curious because, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a good reason to do what they do, and I understand, but if you've got a real plan and something going on, you're going to do something, I think that's great. But if you haven't gotten it, you're just sandbagging the property and not utilizing it, and so no one else can use it, I think that's bad. So that's my...
Well, that's just the tone of that is not at all what this district is about.
Well, good.
We don't sandbag people. We don't put people off.
Yeah.
It's not who we're about at all.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, sir. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Thank you for your time.
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you. Okay. So we are closing public comments to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. The monthly maintenance report.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes.
As you could see, a couple things are being done. We did at Owls Lane, the irrigation controller was replaced.
Yeah.
The sprinklers just, when they got to station 2, it just stopped. So we had the, we've got everything going now. Nothing at the Ambrose Center. Of course, Ambrose Park, our future builders, like I talked about, and our gazebo. We are manually still controlling the sump pump. That is something we're working on to see if we can fix it. It's not something that a lot of people work on, so I'm just kind of researching that. But we were able to control it this time. At Anuda, the irrigation clock was replaced. Boger, the white birch, has still scheduled to be replaced, but has not done it this time. I did see a little life, so we're just trying to see, you know, how that holds out right now. Hickory Meadows, nothing to report. At Lynbrook, the reseeding starts be October 13th. They will be closing that park. Tomorrow is the last day of the soccer practices. Everybody is aware of it, and you'll be seeing some orange fencing going up. We did have the irrigation line break at Lynbrook, but we're scheduled to replace that. So you're going to see, if you go to Lynbrook Park right now, lots of orange circles and lots of orange lines with paint, because we did kind of assess the area of what also needs to be fixed before we start planting a new seed. The request to replace the removed trees, three trees, they were sycamore trees that we were going to replace.
Okay.
I did get a quote from Pacific Sites that would be $4,000 to replace those trees, but at this time we are going to wait till we see the trees that we'll be getting from the grant.
Oh, yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Traven Parks, nothing to report. Viewpoint, nothing to report.
Awesome. Do either of you directors have any comments or questions?
Well,
how about you?
I do.
Dr. Lopez
Garcia. The sign still isn't up there about, what was it, Proposition 68, I think it was, about the sign that that we put it up.
At Lynbrook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was two up.
Yeah. You mean the one on the one on the Virgil side?
By
on the Kevin side?
Yes.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
It's always been.
I thought it was still up. It's really high.
Okay, I'll go check it.
Yeah, but I will check it as well.
Okay.
I would think I'd notice, but you know, sometimes it's right in front of your face.
I do have more of those signs in our office, so.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice looking out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What about you, Director Torlakson?
Well, I think we need to check on what Larry was was talking about, one of those things.
Yeah, I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But I think it's the apartment building's fence.
So
just
if we have an apartment building fence that we share with them, isn't that supposed to be partly their expense and our expense?
Well,
that's what neighbors.
I think it's on their actual property.
Yeah.
But there is an opening at Alps.
I see.
If you go down, there is that opening at the Alps Park. There used to be a stanchion in the middle to keep the 4x4s out of there, but that stanchion, I believe, is gone. And that during COVID, that was ripped out. I don't know. But that's something I will take a look at and just assess that whole with our maintenance person tomorrow. That whole fence line, be sure that.
I think it's closer to here, our parking lot. But I could be wrong.
There's an opening there, and that takes you behind the fence where the apartments.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've talked to, there was a manager there once, and he said the manager for the apartment building, and he said that was their fence. It wasn't even a shared fence line. It was actually on their property.
Uh-huh. So I will check that out, though.
Yeah.
Also, I'm glad that we will have that grant so we can save the 4K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, sycamore trees, they need to be watered while they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when they're established, they don't need as much water anymore.
Yeah.
So that means you really have to water them if they're in Lynbrook. Right. Mm-hmm. Those were the trees that were out there by, what is that area? The ones that we were maintaining for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all died, and the people that came here and blamed the district. This is just history for you about sycamore trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I love sycamore trees, but you just have to be careful about watering them while they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really. If you forget it, that's it. It's the end of it.
It's good to know.
On the grant, we will have tree people.
Other trees that might be more appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever they since we'll bring that information to
Thank you.
I think we need tree people.
Chair?
Okay. Yes.
You know, Lori, I really have to say, whenever there is a branch or anything broken, you guys really take care of it. The gentlemen, the gardeners, they always take care of it. You know, I mean, you don't see the stuff on the street, on the a floor or anything. And it really looks nice. I mean, I was in San Francisco, and I was like, oh, God, big old branches are laying out. It's like, that's dangerous. But you take care of it real fast, and I'm like, whoa, looks great.
I'll pass that to my staff. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, we're moving on to consider authorizing the general manager to submit project application to Contra Costa County to repair Lynbrook Walkway to ADA compliance standards through park impact or park dedication funding. Woohoo!
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Yes, general manager.
Yes, as you know, a little background as a settlement agreement, the district took possession of 5 parks. Formerly owned and operated by Contra Costa County, the settlement agreement entails a district and park dedication Quimby fees collected by the county, which must be used to develop or rehabilitate parks.
Mm-hmm.
So we have contacted the county. They have authorized us to put an application in, which means it qualifies. We will send that to them. They will assess it at their board of directors meeting and then come back and we'll have an approval. Or not approval. I've gotten some estimates in our for our project contract, our mm-hmm. project application, and then we will see. And I will let you know.
That would be great. That would be really great.
I'm so
mm-hmm.
super thrilled. Do you have any comments or questions? Director Lopez Garcia?
When I go to Lynbrook, the benches are wonderful, the tables. I mean, you see everybody coming, they, you know, have their food there and stuff. It's really nice. And the kids are always playing on all the stuff that we have there. And it's really great to see the kids, you know, the little kids and big kids. I just think it's great. But there is a lot of, some of the graffiti. So I don't know how to get it off, so I'm like,
we definitely try to stay on top of that.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know if you guys saw Anuta on Tuesday, and we had that off as soon as we got there Tuesday morning. We had it off by 12 o'clock. That was a lot. We cannot get the graffiti off of the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
That new, we've tried different things to do it, so we can't
mm-hmm.
get that off, but we are trying to stay on top of the fence and the ground. It's just the playground equipment seems to be hit a lot. We do have paint for part of it,
mm-hmm.
the plastic part of it. We're having trouble getting that off. We are using the erasers. We contacted the playground people. And they said the plastic is very difficult. We do have some orange paint coming, though, that can paint the plastic. It'll be a slight variation of color, but at least the graffiti will be off.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I know I went up there and did the same thing. I said, why do they keep doing this? And the kids are saying, Nana, are you really supposed to be doing that? I said, does it matter? It needs to be clean. I don't want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So these are helping me too.
Director Trollickson, do you have any comments or questions regarding
this? Well, I really appreciate that we are going to repair the walkway
mm-hmm.
With an ADA compliant. Because, you know, now that I have to be with somebody who needs ADA compliant
mm-hmm.
walkways,
right.
I'm more appreciative of those things.
Right.
And I'm glad that we're doing that. So kudos to you. So.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what you just said because it really proves to me that when you're building partnerships with people, you need all walks of life
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have somebody in your life that requires ADA, doesn't even you don't even think about having a wider doorway
mm-hmm.
or a light switch is at a certain level. You just don't think about it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a reminder to me that when I'm building partnerships or on new committees or whatever, to really think about age groups, sexes, walks of life, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
So really good point, Director Trollickson. And
mm-hmm.
thank you so much. I know you put a lot of work into this, and you know my community really, really thanks you
mm-hmm.
so much. So, Director Trollickson, please help a girl out.
I move that we authorize the general manager to submit a project application to Contra Costa County to repair Lynbrook Walkway to ADA compliance standards through park impact or park dedication funding.
And do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, directors. So,
mouthful.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Thank gosh you were here.
Director Trollickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Fordell are absent.
Okay. You know we missed you last time. Okay. Moving on to Consider approving the final 2024-2025 operating budget. You're on, Master Bookkeeper. So happy to see you.
This is for 2024-2025 final budget.
Okay,
so for income, we received $44,000 more than last year in property taxes.
Yay.
Great.
Programs continue to grow, so we actually received $20,000 more compared to last year for all of our programming.
What a blessing.
The pool did really well, but it still does cost us $55,000 a year to operate, which also includes help from East Bay Regional Parks.
Right.
For the grants, we are working with county on receiving some grants that we have not received yet from fiscal year 23 and 24.
Reimbursement.
For the color mitigation grant reimbursement, so we are owed about $29,000 for that. So
which programs are these?
Color?
Yeah, which programs are they going to?
That would be like for the holiday celebrations.
Okay, for the events.
Events.
Yes.
We get a senior program.
Yes, that's right.
And youth programming.
Mm-hmm. Aquatics, yes. And all that.
29K. Okay.
Pay up, people.
For capital projects, so for the Bocce Building fire claim, it looks like they overpaid us, so we had to return some money.
Do we really have to?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So we had to give some back. And then the other thing for the CDBG, the flooring, we spent under what we were expecting to pay. So we did receive finally the grant funds for of 30K.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was under budget, so we thought it was going to be 62.
Mm-hmm.
For expenses, again, district council did not have many claims or contracts to work on this year.
Mm-hmm.
Only one conference attended, so we were able to drop that down to half of what we budgeted originally. Publicity, this includes printing of recreation guides.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
For the credit debit card fees, that doubled. We did have a different company take over.
Mm.
So the fee per transaction is a little higher, and we had a lot more people come in to join.
So
our
is that $3 per?
It's a percentage.
It's a percentage.
Yeah. Okay.
And then an increase in number of transactions since we had a lot more people come in
okay.
to join our programming.
Mm-hmm.
For recreation expenses, we've had an increase in registration, so our class instructor budget did go up a little bit. We do the 70-30 split, so they receive 70% of, 70% of what they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
A community center for maintenance, this includes the new water heater and door for the concession stands and play structure repairs for the grounds.
Gulp.
For center building, building repairs would be the window repairs and storefront door repair due to vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
For center maintenance, this includes painting the teen center and new sink and women's restroom. Water, you'll notice water did go up for
pretty
much everywhere here. That would be for leaks and repairing leaks. So specifically here would be we replaced two valves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
gym equipment, we got a new bike and a runner. And equipment and furnishings, this includes my new desk and
nice.
A furniture dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for the neighborhood parks, leaks because of vandalism, plus repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Lindbergh Park, that does include the backflow rebuild.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose Pool staff, we did drop that down 10,000 since we were still under contract with East Bay Regional Parks for lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
PG&E, we did have a rate increase, which is the every year. Maintenance repairs, we did not have many maintenance and repairs needed this year. We were able to drop that.
Nice.
And the last thing is capital projects. So the general fund capital, that includes removal of trees, the youth center patio install, AC unit for the auditorium, grounds, concession stands, electrical, baseball field irrigation. And then for the center basketball court rehabilitation, we did have to rebuild the basketball courts. So that was 18,000 there. And then the center baseball field rehab includes fence repair and field mix. Mm-hmm. So that was for.
So Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I think you do a really good job of, you know, taking care of all this business here and making sure that we're not overspending, which is great. Thank you.
Director Tolikson?
Well, we're not just overspending, we're giving back money.
So also, I just want
which
to
is great.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh,
we have
so generous.
We're good. I mean, they're probably like, hey, we should give it to Ambrose because they return our money. Right?
I
so.
Do want to point out, sorry, that on the last line there, the capital unassigned funds, it's what's going to be moving to our reserve funds is the $329,000.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to see that next month.
Right. Yeah, I'll add it in the financial report.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing that I was going to say that now that we are fixing all those that they can vandalize, I guess this will also go down, right? With,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Hope so. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's a great idea, fixing all those things that people want to vandalize. And lastly, bless East Bay Park for the lifeguards. Yeah, everything's great. Thank you very much.
Did the budget committee meet with you? Oh, I was going to thank you guys, but okay, I guess not.
No, but I was here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I really wanted to say that Ambrose Park District has always been crystal clear and very transparent with all of our business dealings, including our budget. And I'm really glad that we're moving forward and including the reserve funds on the monthly budget, because we've never had anything to hide. We've always been very transparent. If any community member ever had a question, they could always sit down with Jessica. They still can, and she is so generous with her time and talents. But I just think it makes me feel really comfortable knowing that if somebody says, I want to know every single penny, I could say, here, this is every penny. And I really appreciate you doing that. I know it's a little extra work, so thank you for that. And thank you, Jess. You make it really easy to understand. Appreciate it. Okay, so, Director, give
my
me a hand.
My cue.
That's right.
I move we approve the final 2024-2025 operating budget.
Do I have a second? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trolixson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Fardell are absent.
You know, we're running on all cylinders, girls. Just saying. We got it down. That's
just,
right.
You know, that's why I love us all working together, because we all.
I know. Love it. Okay, let's move on to D. Consider amending Board of Director Policy Manual Bylaws Part 8 Remuneration. So may I present this?
Yes.
So we had a discussion, I don't know if it was last meeting or the meeting before, mm-hmm. We were talking about,
Two meetings before.
Yeah, I think it was two meetings before. Director Trolikson had brought up, you know, that this board had not gotten an increase in compensation in at least 20 years. I went back as far as I could. I think I went back 30 years. It's always been $100.
Mm-hmm.
And we all recognized at that time, at that meeting, that nobody here does it for the money at all. But Director Trolikson made a really good point, which is if we want to attract more talent, maybe we need to be offering some more money, right? And so I talked to our general manager, and she did the research on it, and it turns out that we are governed by some very specific rules, public resource code. I have the exact if you guys want to see it, but basically, if you'd allow me to paraphrase,
mm-hmm.
And it was reiterated again back in January 1st of 2019, so it's been looked at recently by lawyers. We can only be compensated $100 per meeting. That's
mm-hmm.
the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm asking is that in the past, I want to say it was back in 2013 or 2014, doesn't really matter. At that time, this board made a decision that if we had an emergency meeting or we had a board workshop or there was a special meeting like when we meet with a, like with Sandra Weck, we decided to take those meetings from $100 down to $50. And there was reasoning at the time that really doesn't need to be said now. There was reasoning for that at the time, and I voted for that. But I think, this is my own personal opinion, mm-hmm. I think considering that there's no way we can increase the compensation to the board members, I think we should go up to what the legal limit is, which is $100 per meeting, and change our personal manual for this particular policy.
It's the board of directors policy manual.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's within the personnel manual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's kind of the history of it. So do you have anything that you have any questions, Director Lopez Garcia? Any comments?
I need to ask, are we still doing those workshops that we used to go to Sacramento and to Long Beach? Are we still doing
the CPRS?
Yes.
You mean the conferences?
Yes, conferences. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I like to go to those. Okay. I really do, and I really learn a lot.
I'm going to stop you here because that actually has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I don't mean to.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah,
okay.
That maybe under mm-hmm. Committee reports you can bring that up. This has specifically to do with
board meetings,
mm-hmm. special board meetings, emergency meetings, or board workshops, mm-hmm. not conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about that, but
no,
do you have
okay,
any questions
okay.
or comments on that?
No, not at all.
What about you, Director?
I think this makes sense
mm-hmm.
for me. I think if, let's say, I would have to leave my work to attend a special board meeting,
right.
the compensation should be enough as the same as a board meeting, because that will you know,
yeah.
that will burden me. My attendance will mean I have to leave work, I have to do some, or if I have to take care of somebody, and that will all, I will have to find someone else to take care of that person. So this one makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do want to say that at the time when we were discussing this two board meetings ago, both Director Tollickson and I said, this isn't a comfortable conversation to have because we all do this work because it's a passion and we mm-hmm. believe in our community. It has nothing to do with money. All the hours that we spend that have nothing to do with in the boardroom here, you know, the various things that we're involved in our community and we represent. So we thought that we wanted to address it now because it's never going to be comfortable. So why don't we just bite the bullet, address it, and then, you know, go forward. And then finding out from our general manager that there's really nothing that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just do what the state says.
Mm-hmm.
And let's put it back to what the state requirements are or what they allow.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so if I have a motion,
yeah,
I think we can put this to bed.
I move we amend the Board of Directors Policy Manual and Bylaws, Part 8, Remuneration, to the following. Do I have to read mm-hmm. everything?
Does she?
No, just the top.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Director.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Director.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Tollickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Till, Director Garcia, and Director Fordella are absent.
Okay. And thank you so much for putting the time and effort into this, General Manager. Super appreciate it. Okay, let's see. There is no public hearing. There is no closed session. We are moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Lopez Garcia.
I really don't have.
I know,
well,
but talk about the conference because we should
oh,
all
yes.
go to one next year. Talk about it.
About
you had a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I really did learn more.
Yeah.
Going to them and listening to, you know, the different areas that I went to, and the way that they just addressed us, I thought it was really neat. And then to also go downstairs and you find new things that you could put in your park. which now is safe. I mean, water things and different, like structures and stuff. And I was really looking at some of the things for the elderly, you know, that we put out here for, you know, the seniors. You know, like it was
great idea.
One of those pushy things and a little walk thing that you could use and just different exercises that you could do. It was just really nice. And I just thought, wow, that's really nice. But it's expensive. It's very expensive, but it was, I mean, I got to see different things and touch it, and, you know, and I got different books on it, and I read about it, and, you know, that's when they were going to redo the parks.
Right.
So I really learned a lot.
So when are these conferences coming?
I had mentioned the last one in Sacramento in February, mm-hmm. but the CPRS is going to be in Long Beach this February. The Capri one is going to be in May, and that was in San Diego mm-hmm. last year, and it will be in Monterey this year, and that will be in May. But the CPRS will be in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. It goes north.
Yeah, back and forth.
Okay. And the CARPD.
That's the Capri. That Capri is our.
Now it's Capri Gold.
No, the California Parks and Recreation is the CPRS mm-hmm. Society, and that's the one that's in the. The Capri one is through our insurance for special districts, and that's also, they do offer pro classes for, that's the one you went to when we got the award.
Yes, but there's another one, which is the CARPD, which is basically for board members.
Oh.
Yeah. I attended that my very first year here, and
I will check that one.
I attended it with another board member, and I really learned a lot because most of those people are board members. Because CPRS is mostly for staff, I would say, and I would say developers or something like that. We would get something out of it.
Yeah, that's the complete
But I think the carpet
right.
would be more appropriate, especially for AJ.
That's the Capri one. CARPD is the Capri one.
Oh, so it's now called Capri.
I think they're both the same.
They're both the same thing.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So that will be in Monterey this year, and that will be May, I believe, May 12th or 13th.
We might want to look into the whole board going.
May 27th
we
through
did
May
30th.
That.
Yeah.
That'll be.
But it was in Sacramento, remember?
The last one, I think.
The CARPD was in San Diego.
So the last time
in Monterey.
The last time this board went was probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
in Sacramento.
And it was in Sacramento.
Ooh. Yeah. And we only went
one day. Yeah.
We didn't even stay the night.
That was the CPRS one.
I think that was CPRS.
Doug got an award there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the one in Sacramento. That's CPRS.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the CARP, no one has attended that for a long time.
One.
The CPARPD.
CARPD does have more for board members
mm-hmm. yes, so I think that would be more appropriate. Yeah,
Diego,
I mean the CPRS is nice because you see all these new things and it's like, oh my god, we can buy that, should we buy that,
right.
It's like, no, you can't buy that,
right. What is the dates again, Jeff?
So in a way it's good, and I learned some things that are not really board thing, but more of organizational thing.
Right.
So that would be good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do it, you know, we just leave really early in the morning and just do a day.
CPRS, I think I learned about volunteerism and I brought that to the board. So that's why we had some sort of a volunteer thing. And then we had, they talked about greening, that's one. So, and then even they talked about how to use apps those things, like now I'm sure they're going to be talking about AI which would be very, very exciting.
How to not show up at a meeting, but it seems like you are. No.
In November, the packets come out about the classes they're having, and the trainings they're having. I'll be sure and give everyone a copy.
Okay. Thank you.
And then you can see if that works for you for the CARPD. But that is the Capri one, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a good time. What we did is, because there was the whole board was there, we got the schedule and we all went to different. So we came back when we pretty much almost saw everything.
Yeah.
Because
Kurt was there this year.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I have a comment?
Yeah, of course.
So I just visited the community garden, and it really looks sad. I know that we've had Jasmine for a very long time, and she's wonderful and all that, but I know that she has some issues and stuff. And I hate to say that I think we need to move on or do something so we can keep it going. I'm just putting it out there. There has been talk, the former guy who did that, Neil, cleaned it up with his stepson.
Mm-hmm.
And the stepson has said, I'd be willing to help out. And so I think I've reached out to Lori and I said, okay, why don't we ask him since he's willing to do it? But since we were waiting for Jasmine to make an appearance and at the same time determine if she'll need Resh or help someone else, we've been waiting too long.
Right.
That's what I think. And it's an eyesore. It's embarrassing. And I really want to have something to do with that.
So I did contact Jasmine on Monday.
Yeah.
I did have a nice conversation with her. I have told her about our conversation.
Yeah.
I gave her Diane and your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, knew you had a board meeting this week. I asked her to contact you because I said she has to make a decision if she's going to continue or we are going to have to move on, because we had that discussion and she's supposed to contact one of you this week.
Okay.
So I will contact her tomorrow and say they have not been contacted.
Yeah.
Please let me know and we will move forward with this because there's $2,000, $2,500
mm-hmm.
in that account to get the garden fixed up, which we know the spring is when the big cleanup
yes.
is for the abatement.
Yes.
But there's some cleanup that can be done, and there is funding in there
yeah.
that the board has
allocated.
Yeah.
I think it would be we could do a major cleanup and then a maintenance of some sort.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it needs a maintenance right now.
Yeah.
We do still have some people in there
yes.
taking care of their boxes. They were just absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
But in the last probably 8 weeks, it's gotten very bad.
Yes.
So I would like to call her again, have her contact you, and then I think a decision would have to be made at the next board meeting.
Okay. Can we put something in this? Can we agree to put something in
yeah.
the board meeting?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trying to think what else I have to say. I think I don't. But if you have the time, I suggest you attend this
yeah.
because I really enjoyed myself last year. I don't know if I can attend this year, but it was a fun event that the kids are just awesome. They had all sorts of dances and stuff. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that.
Cool.
Thank you. Oh, and lastly, the Bay Point Garden Club is not... We were supposed to have our fall workshop, but we didn't get a speaker, and that's the main reason. And then we were thinking maybe we'll just keep it for the following spring, but we do have some events coming up on our own thing.
Nice.
We will announce later.
Okay.
Thank you
Director. So last meeting we were going to set up a time we could all meet to go over the personnel manual, but we wanted to wait for you to be back and for you to be back. Now you guys are here and they're not here, so I don't know if we want to pick a date now and then hope they can come, or what do you guys think? So let me tell you what the idea is, so just so you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
We were all given a copy of the personnel manual.
Yes,
the idea,
I saw that, yeah.
The idea before this meeting is that we all go through it on our own, highlight any areas that we have questions about or that we think need to be changed, because we're not coming to this meeting and going line by line over it. It would take hours and hours and hours. It would take days.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea really is to come in with, you know, I mean, I'm not giving you a number, but let's say there's only five things in there that you would change or you have a question on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do you envision this meeting, Lori? A couple hours at the most? Or
Probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because some of the changes
yeah.
are just... Our,
you can't even
government
right you can't even make it
yes.
you can suggest it and
yeah.
that's it yeah so I'm just thinking maybe we should just bite the bullet and us three come up with a date and hopefully these guys can do it, or what do you think? I don't know. I think
go for it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's
all right
do that.
So does everybody
want
to
put something on the calendar
yeah.
so at least if We're gonna move it, then we're gonna move it, but at least we have something on the calendar.
So are you thinking that we should, I mean, it doesn't matter, but are you thinking we should just keep to a Thursday type of day, or what are you thinking, General Manager?
I think a weekday is definitely.
Right. But does it have to be a Thursday? Maybe, should Jess be here? That's all I'm thinking of. That's your.
I am gonna be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we pick a Thursday and make it within your schedule? We want our main girl here, please.
So it can't be 27th because it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Either the 20th?
Well, are you going all the way into November?
Or you want it in February? Well, okay, I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I'm just saying
we can do it first month of 2026.
No.
You want?
I'm saying October. Why are you skipping to November?
So I'm like, I thought you wanted to go October, because if we tell them, we have to give them at least how many? Just 4 days notice that we're going to have a special meeting for a special workshop. Is that how it works?
I think it's the same. I think it's 72 hours.
72 hours.
I'm not, let me just be clear. I'm not advocating it happen in October. It's just you went straight to November. So I'm like, wait a minute, man. That's like a month and a half away, sister.
No, I would just, okay. You have to have time to look at the personal meeting. I was also going to suggest, I don't know if this makes sense, but there's a way that you can put something on a group email of some sort, group word, and then people can send in their comments. You've heard of that? We've done it at work.
What people are you talking about?
So let's say you have a Google form.
Yeah.
A Google form, and everybody's in the Google Drive, and people, you know, who's putting that. So May, I think this one needs da-da-da-da-da. So anyone who's going to that drive can see what I'm saying already. Mm-hmm. And then nobody make a comment. And so we can just see what people are commenting, and then we can. So I don't know if that makes sense.
But I mean, kind of, are you saying people as in the community?
No, just us.
Why would we want to do this ahead of time if we're going to meet? I don't I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying, what's the purpose?
No, it's just so that we're looking already at what people are thinking.
Prior to the meeting?
Prior to the meeting.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that happening in work.
Right.
And so that when we meet, okay, so what do you mean by your comment here? Does it? So people can explain. So at least people are not, what do you call that? Blindsided.
Right.
By what you're saying. So that they're like, oh, okay. Then they can also like, oh, maybe I should research that. You know, so I don't know.
Mm.
It's just an idea.
No, I get it.
But is that something that's possible? Is that legal? I don't know. first of all, because we're discussing something.
We've approved.
Yeah, because it's not going to be approved
for a workshop,
yet.
It needs to be a workshop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But I want to say something. Even though I'm so old school, my first thought is, but I have a highlighter. I'm going to highlight it. I'll tell you what I think. You can tell my age, right? I do appreciate May, as always. She's the one that will come and talk about like technology things. So thank you for dragging us, kicking and screaming, to the 21st century. But if I can't use my highlighter, forget it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, because you can even do that with a Word document.
I know.
You can make a comment on
right.
something, you know.
Right.
But I'm just... Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Thank
it's
you, okay. May.
It's just an idea.
Thank you.
Just an idea. Trying to help.
If I'm going to get up to date.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the 30th
of October?
That is a tough day because.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Then say no more, sister.
That's like my baby coming. This
my baby's due.
So. Oh.
November might be better.
Would you prefer to do it before the baby or a couple weeks after baby?
Well, the 23rd we can't because we're prepping for Haunted Hallway.
Okay, mm-hmm. So now we're going into November.
See?
I know. Who knew? What about the 6th? Oh, that's...
No.
No, it's not a board meeting.
We could, yeah.
It's the week before. You know what's good about that is, I don't know if we would, if there would be... So I'm not putting any pressure on you, staff, but we could potentially come up with some ideas of things we want to change and then vote on them in the next meeting. Potentially. It might be too much. It might be too fast.
Yeah.
But
yeah. In fact, it would go out the day after.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so not. But do you still think we should do it on the 6th, or what do you think?
That's fine.
Because otherwise we do get pretty close to May. Gosh, that May is always right.
I just have to say that my baby's the first right there, so I just don't.
Maybe the 6th is too soon.
I'm just saying, if I'm not here, that's just so you know.
I want you to be here. We want
you
her to be
to
here.
You have to be here.
Yeah, you have to be here.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the 20th then, huh?
I told you.
All right, Miss Torlakson.
November 20th?
Are we talking the 20th?
I mean, and this is if they can make it.
That's it.
Right. We'll
no,
just
but
they'll
tell them that's our
that's the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. Aren't you going to be like in the happiest place on earth?
That's going to be that month. That Sunday I'm leaving.
Oh, on the 23rd.
Okay, so that's just right.
So the 20th. Okay.
So it's and November 20th, right?
Yeah. And we're scheduling it for. Do we want to do 6:30 or do you want to do 6 to 8 or what do we want to do?
Let's do 6.
6?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you guys?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
You can provide pizza. I'm sorry. For something. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Event. So, will you be sending out an invitation to the rest of the board and explaining to them they need to come totally prepared, etc.?
Workshop.
Yeah. Personal manual workshop. Okay. So next time when you say something, may I'm just going to accept it.
No.
And not go through
to say.
Okay, so we said 6 to 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
I rely on my right-hand gal here totally all the time. Don't go anywhere. And you're okay with that, right, Jess?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she's going to Disneyland the following week.
I know.
And it's my anniversary on the 21st.
Oh, perfect.
We'll have a really nice time.
Yeah.
Okay. This was a great meeting, everybody. Thank you so much. Do I have a motion
to? I move we adjourn to our November meeting.
Perfect. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming this evening.
Yeah.
It was so nice to see a friendly